Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Mr. Anonymous from the Swiss Alps. This is the first of five videos I'm going to be making for him. Recently I came across an article called John Stamos' ex-wife Rebecca Romaine admits to current husband she misses a lot of things about her ex, which I've linked to in the description. It's short, so I'll read it and then share my thoughts. So here goes, and I quote, Rebecca Romaine got candid about her past relationships with current husband Jerry O'Connell. Romaine admitted there's a lot of things she misses about her ex-husband, John Stamos, during the recent appearance on The Talk. Going through a divorce is terrible. It's awful, Romaine explains to O'Connell on the show. I was with him for 10 years. Divorce feels like a failure, and there were a lot of things that I actually let go of that were very sad. O'Connell noted that Romaine's relationship with Stamos seemed fun to him. I have a lot of really fun memories, she responded. I have a lot of fond memories of him. A lot of things about him that I miss. But yeah, it's tricky. It's a very hard decision to come to when you decide to end a marriage. It was heartbreaking. Stamos and Romaine got engaged in 1997 and tied the knot the following year. The two were married until Stamos filed for divorce in 2004. Romaine also recalled seeing Stamos for the first time since the two of them split while at a strip mall with her kids just a few weeks ago, after the Full House actor walked in front of her car. She pointed him out to her kids and explained that she used to date him. The kids asked her how she knew it was Stamos. I said, girls, it's because I was with him for 10 years. I would recognize that gait from a block away. Romaine recalled saying, I recognize the way his body moves. I know that walk. I'm familiar with his body. The femme fatale actress began dating Jerry O'Connell shortly after the split, and the two married in 2007. Romaine and O'Connell share two kids together. O'Connell and Romaine began dating after the actress and Stamos had legally split. The two met while Romaine was on a date with another guy, unquote. Boy oh boy, this is gonna be fun. Romaine is certainly giving off that alpha widow regret vibe. She says it's a hard decision when you decide to end a marriage. But that's just it. It wasn't her that ended it. She got dumped by Stamos as he was the one filing for divorce. Luckily, Yahoo News filled us in on that. He was also the one that dumped her close to the top of her beauty and fame when she was in early to mid-30s. Back then, she was playing super sexy Mystique. Now she plays number one on Star Trek Discovery, and I guess she plays number two for Stamos. Also, way to go destroying Jerry O'Connell's self-confidence on national television by sharing the story about how she misses the life she had with Stamos. Does she want Jerry, the father of her children, to know that he got Uncle Jesse's sloppy seconds? Have mercy, Rebecca. Have mercy. Something tells me that Jerry wasn't her first pick. I also can't get over the way they met while Romaine was on a date with another guy. Talk about monkey branching in the middle of a meal. So she gets dumped by a Greek Adonis with gray hair to marry the fat kid from Stand By Me. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Jerry O'Connell giving off the same Matthew Broderick energy Clown World show. I think it's a testament to the character of John Stamos if after a 10-year-long marriage, she had nothing bad to say about him. But Rebecca was not considerate about how it might actually make Jerry feel. Then again, Jerry might be a Sigma male that doesn't care. I certainly got that vibe while I was watching a Cribs episode he did with his brother many years ago. Their house wasn't as opulent and polished as the other celebrity homes. They clearly weren't living for show when they didn't care that people saw their half-finished vintage car, while other celebrities were showing off massive garages full of expensive and shiny new cars. So I honestly don't see him as being as materialistic as others. But that doesn't mean that his relationship with Rebecca is all sugar and rainbows either, because there are a couple of photos in this video where you can see the pain in his eyes. Rebecca didn't even tell her kids she was married to him, but said that she was just with him. But they're young and she figured that they'll find out that she's lying at some point. So I suspect that she said that they were together for 10 years on national television as a form of damage control. She's giving me that whole alpha widow vibe. From my experience dealing with three alpha widows in my life, they all tried coming back to me at some point, because I was the one that dumped them. I wouldn't actually consider myself an alpha. The incel community would probably identify me as Chad Light. But if you're the highest branch she was ever able to get to, then you're going to be the one that she thinks about for the rest of her life, and compare all men that she's with to you. So even if you're a beta that gets together with Broomhilda, she's still going to treat you like the Chad that got away, if you leave her. Stamos is the guy that got away close to the top of her sexual marketplace value, so she's always going to think about him. In the case of Ben Affleck, I suspect that he was the one that left J-Lo back in 2004, and then after his marriage fell apart, he got back together with her. As for the marriage between Rebecca Romijn and Jerry O'Connell, say what you might, but at least their kids look happy, unlike Denise Richards and many other celebrities these days. I think she fell hard for Stamos, and Stamos looks like he doesn't age. Him and Mario Lopez, because they have darker complexions, can stay younger looking a lot longer. Rebecca even hyphenated her name to Rebecca Romijn Stamos. That was actually a rare thing to see in Hollywood. Speaking of Chad Light, alphas, and beta male providers, I've been studying the sociosexual hierarchy theory from Vox Day. And according to him, the whole alpha fucks and beta bucks thing would actually need to be classified more like deltas than you beta. Jerry O'Connell would be considered Chad Light, or a beta on account of his face when compared to Stamos. According to Vox Day, betas are just below the alphas, but they aren't the deltas, which are the average men that keep society humming along. Below that you have the gammas, which are the nerdy losers that usually make up the abundance of SJWs out there. They hate all the other men above them in the hierarchy, and wish that they were higher. Stamos also remained unmarried from 2004 all the way to 2018, and he was on my MGTOW celebrity watch list. My condolences on him losing his MGTOW status. As for Jerry O'Connell, for many women he would be a Chad, and because Rebecca Romijn is a female celebrity, he's a Chad Light. As for the whole alpha widow thing, when a woman loses the best man she's ever been with, she's going to take out all of her angst on the runner-up. If you're the consolation prize with a penis, then you're going to have to deal with her disappointments and disdain for the rest of your life. She's going to resent you because you're not the man that rocked her world the most. Many guys don't know it, that they aren't the best she's ever had. That's why if you date way, way below your league, even after a while, the woman will treat you like every other man, thanks to female nature. But she still won't be thinking about the one that got away and how she wants to be with someone else and resents being with you. I guess that was one advantage I had dating women with much lower sexual marketplace value than myself. The odds of them leaving or cheating were slim to none, even though usually they weren't. I can only imagine the torture some poor sucker's going through right now being with them, not living up to expectations that I set. I guess that's why they tried coming back to me and didn't care that I was in a relationship at that time. I guess they didn't have boundaries when it came to getting their boobs squeezed again. If they were also willing to cheat on and abandon their own boyfriends, then doesn't that tell you all you need to know about how deplorable their characters really are? Anyways, to end this video, I was recently mentioned in a Lauren Seller video, where she mentioned a bunch of things that I had never heard before, that I supposedly said. I thought she was making things up to gaslight me. So I went back to a Twitter thread from 2020, and I realized that I was a moron. I didn't go back far enough to read the whole thread. The only two things I initially saw were a text message capture and the threat of legal action against me. I didn't realize that Lauren had sent me other messages a week before that. Plus, a week is more than fair warning before you decide to seek out legal counsel and threaten me with it. So I'm making an apology here. I also wanted to put everything out in the open, which would be fair to both my audience and Lauren's, so that everyone is on the same page to put an end to this once and for all. Here's that message that I didn't read that she sent me, which I only recently saw, and I was a moron for not reading it, and I quote, "I think all the people in your community would understand the ramifications of false sexual allegations, would respect the idea of innocent until proven guilty, or even just hearing out the other side before jumping to a conclusion. It's abundantly clear that you're just as bad as the radical feminists that you claim to hate, just as morally corrupt and bitter against the other gender looking for any shot you can take. Due process, compassion, or even just 2 seconds of questioning whether there's another side to the story be damned, when it's about a woman, right?" Unquote. I'm glad she sent me this nice message instead of a mean one. To gain some context, you guys should watch a video I put in the description where she talks about how she asked me nicely. Also, please don't contact her. I just want to put this behind me. I took down the video I made about her and wish that she could have shared this Twitter thread first to clarify everything with everyone. She also said I made a big post on YouTube that basically upset her. Here's me sharing that big post on the YouTube community tab as well. I hope she doesn't accuse me of more drama because, again, I'm just putting out all the cards on the table. Watch my honesty blow up in my face. Once again, I apologize, Lauren. I'm disappointed that you think I hate all females. I'm actually planning on interviewing a bunch of inspirational women that have changed my perspective on reality on a new channel about men and women with Sigma personality traits. It's not all women, they're actually productive ones that are actually going their own way. The number is astronomically small, however. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Rebecca Romaine probably wishes that she was still getting smashed by the lettuce found between Stamos's legs. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with a sane man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that embarrass you on national television because you didn't live up to their ex-husband away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.